broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening. 10 after 8, Fee.
Early.
What the heck is going on?
Jesus.
We didn't have Rocker tonight.
No Rocker.
He's a community club.
Yep. No That's Rocker. It. Community club. Big meeting tonight.
Big meeting tonight.
They got a number of things. They got election of officers tonight.
You guys will probably get elected since you're not there.
That usually happens.
That's how it used to go in the Lions Club.
If you weren't there, you were president.
Don't miss.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're there. No, I'm not doing
that. No, that's exactly right. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, across the way from me.
Hey, baby.
The man behind the board is Mr. Neil Spencer. Hi, Spencey.
How we doing, Bubba?
I am doing great. How can you not be doing great this time of year?
Madness.
Oh, you got to love
it. It's the madness.
It is. It's a... You know, opening day coming up in a couple weeks, and NCAA tournament and baseball for recovery opening up on Saturday, and then we got a special opening fee, and we're having a little dedication. Tom Goldine.
Yeah, it'll be a great day. It's weather. Hopefully, isn't going to be just too bad, but they got a plaque they're going to put in the dugout, I think, and that'll be really cool and well deserved. Tommy was a great guy.
Yeah.
How many years had Tommy been involved? Now, you think about
72
this.
Years.
When his kids, he never missed anything with his kids. They were baseball players.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he was involved in the program then.
I came in, I think I did 12 years with Jerry, and I was 1 year before, and then he came in the next year. So he did 11 in that little stint.
Right.
And then he did another year after we left.
Yeah.
And then he, like you said, he was in his kids. And I think he was coaching when Cody played too.
Yeah. So we all miss Tom and
yep.
And they're having a little ceremony on Saturday pregame. I think, is that right, Ryan? I think so.
Yeah. 11:45.
Yeah.
So I can promise you that you guys as announcers will miss him a lot. He always put the lineup in our book. Now either I'm going to have to do it and you can't read it, or you're going to have to get there early. And I have Reese Guggenbiller, I think, helping me out, or he's going to have to put it in there.
Well,
so.
Guys like Tom are really, I mean, when programs, you know, they talk about, there's a kid at St. Henry, I think it's a Hemelgarn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paul Hemelgarn, and he's their stat guy, and he's been doing it for a number of years. And if you go to St. Henry and you sit scores table, their stats are professional stats.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how
incredible.
Good they are.
Yeah.
And guys like that in programs make such a difference. They really do. I mean, they're behind the scenes. They don't, but it really is something that.
Yeah, I don't know how many years ago it was that game tracker came out or whatever, but Tommy, he took over that.
Yeah.
And he figured it out. And at first, we had no idea what we were doing.
Right.
He had no idea what he was doing, and then he got it figured out. And like Neil said, I mean, he gets everything for us. We got everything set up, ready to go. He gets it to everybody. You know, and he's over there running over to their coaches and talking to them and getting stuff. And
even when he was still working, he spent his week getting everything ready for the next game. There's usually four, you know, and after he retired, he had a little more time to do it, but I don't know if he did any more because he did everything before that.
You know, so when he retired, too, I mean, he was Jerry's right-hand man, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was constantly out there cleaning and helping when it was wet. Yeah. We did everything to play ball games. You know, they'd get the sponges out and try to dry stuff up, you know, and it was always Tommy and Jer out there doing it, so...
Yeah, that's right. So that's on Saturday, the opener against the...
Yeah.
Is it Houston?
Houston Wildcats.
Yep. We got... Next Wednesday, we have the head baseball coach coming up.
Yes.
I look forward to talking to him and find out about this year's season. But, what we got coming back, I think we got some arms.
I think we got some good pitchers. You know, we got Ducey coming back. Greasy was another good arm last year. I think he's a sophomore. The Garkey boy, another good live arm, you know.
Yeah.
And Troy Holman, you know. One of them will probably end up jumping in that closer role, I would assume, probably. But, I mean, I would think we got pretty good staff going in there.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun baseball season. I see the preseason rankings come out. St. Henry opens up at number three. You know, they've had a hell of a run the last few years, and they got the big Clooney kid.
Got the big boy back.
Who's a really good pitcher.
Yep.
And I look for St. Henry to be really good. Another team that was in there, I think Fort Laramie was up top.
Laramie's always good.
Yeah. Delvis St. John's with Elwick, that shortstop, who they say is his best sport.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So
better than basketball?
He is some kind of slick field and a hitter. So.
Yeah.
So St. John's, I think, is one of the – St. John's, St. Henry, Coldwater, La Liga again, once again, is going to be really good.
And you throw Minster in there because they're always going to be good. And
Minster's always good. Coldwater's always good.
Coldwater's good.
And there's a whole bunch of other teams that year in and year out, they'll be okay 1 year and great the next year. Versailles is one of those. There's a whole bunch of Minster, Versailles, a couple of other ones are always there. St. Henry.
Parkway.
Yep. Yeah, Parkway.
Good.
Yeah, Parkway.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. It all kicks off Saturday.
Yeah, and then we, just looking at Neil's stats here, we got, looks like 7 seniors. So we got a big class there.
7 seniors.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like receivers.
Yeah. So
Sage Wendell.
Get out there 3 hours early for senior night. It'll take that long to do some.
Gavin Fowler, Riggs, Toby, Alex Deuce. You know, Riggsy, we haven't got to see him for a while. You know, he didn't play basketball this year. But Troy Holman, Rex Leverett. Good squad there. Really good squad. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, looking forward to baseball, and then the softball team also kicks off Saturday, right?
I believe so. I do not have their schedule in front of me.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Don't have anybody yet to announce those games. If there is someone out there that would be interested in doing that, we would love
to have you.
We can do that. We can do our regular stream, and we can also do sports stream live. Mm-hmm. So we can do both of them live at the same time. If somebody is interested, let me know, whether it's an adult, a student. It's easy to set up the equipment. If you want to do some games, all of the games, home games only, whatever, we'll take whatever we can get, because we need to have as many of those on as we can. But right now, it's not... not happening. So, they're opening on Monday.
They open Monday?
Yeah, and that'll be, their first game. I should know that. Well, it's their first home game, but it's also their first game, because they're doing their $1,500 raffle that night.
Good.
So they'll be playing on softball diamond, and the boys would be playing against Salina on the baseball diamond on Monday night.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to turn our attention to Ohio High School Basketball State Tournaments this weekend. We're going to go over the brackets, and Fee's going to pick his winners.
I'm always good at it.
You're really good.
Yeah.
Randy Diller got his bracket out yet?
Yep. It's been out, and it's due tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, Randy tonight.
Really?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. I guess you can text it to him, I'm sure.
Oh, you got any brackets up here?
Nope.
You got email? Did he email it to you?
I think he emailed me.
Possibly.
Yeah, we'll get one out here and go over it. Bracket Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back, with their great fish ready to go back in their deli every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides, or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli, or call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why, farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, we're the Lady Indian softball team.
I'm Callie Wendell.
I'm Kenzie Garkey.
And I'm Brittany Tubby.
And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th. And you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indian softball team and take home some cash. That's the Lady Indian softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th.
Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
Baseball season begins this Saturday, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the game live. Our Indians will host the Houston Wildcats with the game starting at noon. At 11:45, there will be a ceremony honoring the late Tom Galdine, longtime Fort Recovery assistant coach, who passed away last year. Get out to the new field and help us honor Coach Galdine and root the Indians on as they begin their season. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
With Bubba and Fee, and we're going over the high school brackets. And Fee, it all kicks off Friday with at Berlin Highland and LCC. And who are you taking in that one?
Well, I like the T-Birds, I think. I'm going to root for the closer team here, I think. Berlin Highland, they're in it every year. They played us that one year, you know, and we put a thump into them.
Yep.
I feel like they're not as strong in that area, but I'm going to go with LCC. How about you?
I like it. I like LCC myself. I think that they've had a tough road to get there. They're tested, and I like LCC to win that game.
I believe.
Second game will be the rematch of last year's state final, Rushi and Richmond Heights. And the thing about Richmond Heights and Rushi is, Rushi ain't scared of them.
Yeah.
You know, they gave them everything they wanted last year. And Rushi is really good.
Yeah.
But I think Richmond Heights
just a little bit
won't let their guard down like they did last year.
I'll be ready to go.
They know that Rushi's going to. I'm going to take Richmond Heights.
Taking Heights?
Yep.
I'm going with my heart.
Taking Raiders?
Go Raiders.
Yep.
Rushi?
I think I see Rushi Raiders are like number 2 preseason baseball, too. So
they'll be good.
They're loaded, yeah.
They're going to be loaded. They got good athletes going through there.
Yep, and then we'll just go right through, and then LCC Richmond Heights. Who you got to win it?
I'm going to go with the T-Birds.
T-Birds. I'm going to take Richmond Heights.
A winner.
To win it. Let's go to Division 3. Canal Winchester Harvest Prep versus OG, and congratulations to Colin White, who was named Mr. Basketball today from OG.
Hey, how about that?
And
from the highlights I've seen, it's absolutely deserving.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody else in there, but
pretty good player.
Yeah,
pretty good player, and they take on a very good Canal Winchester. Who you got there, Pete?
I got OG.
Fee has OG. I'm going to take Harvest Prep just because
the preppers.
Yeah, just because I don't like any of those teams in that thing. And I'm going to take Harvest Prep. Preble Shawnee, a team that took out Tri-Village. Ooh. They have a really good player, a kid that's about 6'7", Preble Shawnee is the Fort Recovery of Greg Collig. They have a Greg Collig type player.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Big kid, can you kind of do it?
Yep, about 6'7", he's a really good player, so I'm going to take – and then they play Lutheran East, they're the best. They could be the best team in all state.
The whole shooting match.
Yep. So I'm going to take them, and I'm going to take them to win it. Cleveland Heights, Lutheran East.
I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm going with you on that one,
okay,
dude.
Division 2, we got Archbishop Alder versus Youngstown Ursuline. I could care less about the –
I'm with you 100%.
My goodness gracious, you talk about...
Wow. I'm going to Catholics.
Well, which one?
I'm going with Alder Boys, I guess.
You're taking Alder? Okay, I'll take Ursuline.
You take Ursuline.
Shelby and Maysville.
Well,
we just had a reason to say Shelby.
I think we got
to
go Shelby.
Because Ed Snyder, student, taught there 45 years ago.
45 years ago.
I would say that's almost exactly
right. His president is still there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd say.
Might even be 50 years ago.
He's probably doing the...
Oh, yeah, clapping.
Yeah. Ed Snyder and the Wabash. What was
it? That was
eat possum.
Yeah, that was...
Possum. Was that a possum guy? Was Ed, did Ed eat more possum?
Oh, he was with us when we were doing that stupid stuff. Yep. Yeah.
So we're going to take Shelby to win it all because of Ed Snyder.
Shelby!
All right.
And because we don't care about anybody.
Yeah, we don't care about anybody on that one.
And D1, St. Ignatius versus Delaware Hayes. Never heard of Delaware Hayes.
Nope, going with Cleveland.
I'm going to take Cleveland. Yep. Centerville versus Whitmer.
Let's go Dayton.
Yeah, might as well.
Why not?
I'll take Whitmer.
Whitmer.
And then I'm going to take Cleveland St. Ignatius to win it all.
I'm with you.
You in on that?
I am.
Tiebreaker, total points, game 9, Richmond Heights, LCC.
Richmond Heights, LCC. I got Richie LCC.
Okay.
I got 127 points.
I have 137. I got an offensive game.
Let's I'm going to say 100.
Ooh, low-scoring game.
Low scoring. Yep, all right.
No idea why. Just
perfect.
Them all get underway this Friday.
Yep.
We are going down. I'm me and Pat and taking our wives down. We're going down and watch the Richmond Heights Rushi game. Going with your wives. In fact, I mean, if you can have fun doing that.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Send them for popcorn while you're watching.
No, they should go shopping. Or
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
Because
yeah,
you know, $500 while
you're trying to watch the game and they're asking stupid questions like, why are their uniforms two different colors and stuff like that?
You're that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, why?
Now, I think that Jody and Mary know a little more about basketball.
They don't know nothing.
Than to ask dumb questions like that.
Nope.
I have sat near each
of
them.
Idiots.
I have sat near each of them and I haven't heard
dumb questions.
The more I think
questions. About it, the more the matter I'm getting.
So. Yeah, just give them your credit card and send them off to the send them off to the mall.
I may start drinking this weekend.
You may start drinking this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hammered at UD Arena. I'm gonna streak.
Streaking a draw.
Well, okay.
You in or out?
I think I'm in.
All right, I like it.
Well, I hope it's televised.
Yep. Not every game's on anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It ruined it.
How about Dayton? What are you? What's your thinking there? Get her back to Columbus or?
I don't care.
I don't think they're ever going back to Columbus, but
I don't. I mean, I like UD Arena.
Yeah,
I don't like the
UD.
I don't like the all the outside. Like
around
UD don't have the
the tailgating
around,
stuff isn't as much fun.
Yeah,
I didn't enjoy it. I only went twice to the Schottenstein Center. That wasn't even remotely as much fun as St. John Arena.
St. John Arena was fabulous.
That was tremendous. You got to take it back there and let whatever's going on at Schottenstein happen and take it back to St. John
Arena. The problem is Ohio State don't want it. They don't they want to dip with it. They're too big. It's over. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yep. And UD does a great job. Now
they do.
It's just like the football playoffs. Somebody has to travel across the state.
So
that's not necessarily fair.
Money wise, how much does like NCAA, is that tons more money that they make?
Oh, it's gotta be. Yeah.
Than high school.
Yeah.
I mean the crowds are probably about the same.
Yeah, and I think UD is one of the few venues that, you know, you send, there's 8 teams that go in there on the first 4. And they sell that thing out.
Yeah.
I mean, where else are you going to put those teams in there and sell 12,000 tickets?
12,000 tickets.
And UD people are just crazy. I mean, they're just, they're Joneses for basketball.
For basketball.
Yeah. I went down there the first year they did that. And it wasn't a sellout, but there was way over 10,000 people there.
Yeah, they
I know they've sold out ever since then because everybody knows that they put on a great.
Exactly. If you talk to like the coaches that like they interview the coaches and stuff, they talk about
it's impressive, bro.
Yes, you know how it's first class and
they do a great.
They make it a big game feel. And, yeah, I'm They got the first four for
another
3 years.
They just ain't got any Varsity Club pizza, though.
They don't have the Varsity Club pizza. They don't have the...
Yeah, there's nothing close. You have to go across the river to get to anything.
You got to drive around a little bit.
Yep. That's exactly right. So,
yep, you could park one spot. Well, when several guys lived right behind the Varsity Club, you'd park your car and move all weekend. Just
right.
You could be sitting in their apartment because they were on spring break. We'd rent their apartment.
Yeah, you need to dust your computer screens.
Got a little dirtage?
Okay. The back of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put Chuck on that.
Chuck will be on
Chuck
that.
Will not clean nothing. He's a hog.
Really?
Chuck's big. Anybody talk to Chuck anymore?
I talked to him last night because we're talking about what we're going to do when we get our FM stuff going. And that's the first time I've had
it. So would be the same size as the bear?
No.
Almost, right?
Close to it.
No, but we are thinking of, forgot to mention it to Chuck last night.
Call letters?
It's going to be WFRC, Fort Recovery Community Radio.
That would be WCR.
FRC, Fort Recovery Community Radio. WFRC.
FRCR.
Except we have to have a W and you can only have three or four letters, including the W. So what I was thinking we ought to do, which is what the Bear did when they started about 40 years ago, they played 989 songs in a row.
Yes.
and
there you go.
By law, at the top of each hour, they had to do the station identification. Other than that, they had maybe a recorded little thing. You're listening to 989 songs, and so I'm thinking we might do 1,073 songs.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a lot of songs.
107.3.
Mm-hmm.
107.3
is our numbers.
Yep. 107.3. But it's going to be a long
WFCR.
FRC.
WFRC.
LP.
LP.
You have to say LP.
Why?
Because it's required by law. We're low power FM. When you station
FM
identification, you have to say
WFRCLP.
Yep. Ooh.
GG.
Ooh. That is recorded. We can use that.
Yes.
We can use that. 107.3.
On your radio dial.
Radio dial.
And we're still trying to figure out if we're going to do.
I want to be night DJ.
Okay.
I want to come on the air at
midnight.
After
the ball games.
No, later. I want to be the, when somebody's laying in bed, I want to be the
Fever.
Talk. I want to be the guy they listen
Johnny
to.
Johnny Fever.
People for recovery, you know, at nighttime, you can't sleep sometimes, and you're up, and you're like, your mind's racing. Flip on 107.3 WFRC.
LP.
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 And my voice, my pipes.
Yep, yep.
I'll be talking to you, putting you to sleep.
Yep.
Night-night, everybody.
Soothing everybody.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Yep. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
And if you want to do it live, that's great. If you want to record it and do it later,
we're going to do live every live. Okay. And then we're going to do Little Red Barn on a Farm.
Oh, yeah.
At 5 a.m. Bob Seavers.
Down in Bob Seavers. Down in Indiana.
On New Moon Hay. In the barnyard where the barnyard folks are howling. And they dilly dally.
All live long day. That's going to be our call.
Yeah, I loved that show. Yes. It was the corniest thing.
Yeah.
And
Whoa's Bob Seavers.
Bob Seavers.
Yeah. And Jay Gould.
Bob Seavers, Southwest Local, 2 hour delay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the guy we always listen to get out of school.
That was
loved Bob Seavers.
Yeah.
Jay Gould was just awesome.
Yeah.
He was a corny old
Ron Gregory. He was the night guy before Bob Seavers. Or what was Ron Gregory?
I remember Ron.
He was night.
And do you remember?
Earl Finkelweather.
Oh yeah,
Earl Finkel.
They had young Chris. Young Chris Roberts.
Chris Roberts
was one of them.
Yeah,
and he now owns the radio station in Van Wert.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's owned that for
Let me
years.
Tell you something. They play the best music.
Yes.
I texted Rob Weaver. I said, Rob.
Yeah, it's you, 60s and
yes.
60s. It's
yeah.
early 70s, maybe. Yeah, that's
so good.
That's what I think that Fort Recovery Radio is going to be. Chuck's going to take care of what's going on in WFRC-LP, and I think we're going to go to oldies. We might get a little into the 70s, but 50s and 60s and stuff. Yeah, that's
yeah, that's we all. Need that.
Yeah, now I did pick it up for a little bit this morning, but most of the time I can't get it south of 29.
No, you can't. That's
but,
right.
But, yeah, it's... You know, it's good. Every once in a while, you'll hear.
You can get it on your TuneIn app because I.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can
yeah.
listen to it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's and he
in
also
fact,
has an AM.
In fact, I'll just bet right now if we turn it on,
it's gonna work.
There'll be a good oldie song.
Oh yeah.
We'll see if I
can. It, Van Wert one or
yes,
what yeah. Neil bought?
No,
this is Van Wert.
Van Wert oldie station.
Yeah, what we have isn't going.
What
yet.
Is it?
It's 99.7 WKSD.
WKSD. It's also got an AM, like 12 something.
Yeah, but they do something completely different. I don't remember what it is.
I would guess that it's going to be my what comes up because I don't think I've had it anything on other since that.
All the tune in?
WERT.
Well, that's the AM.
Yep. I think that's what's on or tune in.
Okay, well. WKSD is their FM, which is the oldies.
The commercials on your TuneIn app are kind of annoying.
Yes, yeah. I don't do the TuneIn app. I go straight to Google and go to FortRecoveryRadio.com because on
really?
On TuneIn now, every 2 hours they do 2 minutes of commercials for no apparent reason.
It's always at the end of the game.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There's
a minute to go in the game. Here it is. The shots. Hello, this is Joe Bond.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Don't use TuneIn app anymore. Go straight to go to Google and put in FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Boom.
And there isn't any of that stuff going on.
Boom.
And it comes up quicker.
Really?
According to Chuck, and I have no reason to doubt him, and that it's worked for me.
No overdraft fees. That's
big. Well, they got a commercial on, but
imagine that. Well, that's the load up. But we're going to find out. As soon as they go to this, I'm predicting a great oldie song.
Great oldie?
Yeah. There's every once in a while there's a dud on there, but not very often. They have some really good stuff.
I mean, there's duds on this radio station every Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Duds?
Well, more like
usually 8:15.
More like 8:15, but yeah.
8:15. Yeah. Oh, now it's air. We're sorry an error occurred.
Oh. Uh-oh. Well, maybe I can figure out how to get it on internet here.
I get that every once in a while. I try to get Rob on TuneIn app. In the mornings, if I'm in there, I'll get that air. You can't get it on. Piss me off.
Well, I'd quit using TuneIn.
You're out on TuneIn.
I don't use it at all anymore. Never.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you use, V?
TuneIn.
Do you?
Yeah. It should be easy, and it's not.
Yeah.
If you and
do you still have to pay a fee?
Do I? No.
You don't have to pay TuneIn to get on that app?
No.
Really?
If it is, it's $5 a month or something.
It's dirt cheap.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Hmm.
What's your biggest expense of being on the radio here?
The rights.
The start? The rights? You got to pay.
The rights for the music, which is, it can be expensive as hell.
Hmm.
To play music?
Yes.
Even if you just play your own tunes?
What do you mean my own tunes? I don't have any tunes. Oh, you mean stuff I own? Oh, yeah. You can own all the stuff you want, but you can't play it without paying the writer, the performer, and two or three other entities.
Really?
Yeah.
What if we just sing it?
Yeah.
So if they
we won't charge you.
Notice that, that can be a problem.
Ah, piss. Hey. Is this...
That's just a YouTube thing. Never mind. That's from a different thing.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go.
This is WERT out of Van Wert?
It's WKSD, which is the FM version.
Come
of
on,
it.
Baby. Don't make me a liar.
Let's see. Well...
Don't break me down.
That isn't it.
You got me running, going out of my mind.
I think this will be it. Okay, let's see if we can find...
The other day they had Louis Armstrong on.
Yep.
Louis.
Yep.
Come on, baby. Don't let me down.
Here we go. Let's see if we can find it. Here it is. think. Maybe.
Maybe falling in love.
I'm apparently not in love again. Good enough to.
I could never see.
I'm not able to figure out how to get that to play live. I'm not sure I'm on their.
We shouldn't be promoting another radio station anyway.
Yeah, but they can't hear it from here. But they're good. You know.
Yeah. Real good.
So Neil goes to Google, puts in what, For Recovery Radio?
Yeah, ForRecoveryRadio.com, and then hit the play button.
For Recovery Radio.
This might be it. Nope, that's what I was just looking at, and I can't figure out how to play it. Got a little different thing here.
Okay, I got For Recovery Radio.
Yep. If you put it on now, you'll hear Bubba and Fee.
Right now, I'm a damn.
Sounds like it's coming on.
It's wild, wacky stuff.
I can't.
So we're out?
Maybe this is it. Yeah. Here we go, maybe.
We're trying, folks. Bear with us.
Looks like we're going to get a commercial.
You know it's going to be.
Yeah. But it'll be a rotten song, but we'll know every word.
We'll know. Oh, yeah. Here.
So somebody's doing a. Oh, Steichman.
Here. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Oh, this is
the Bee Gees.
Different. But, yeah, I don't like the Bee Gees.
What?
I don't like I don't like the disco Bee Gees. But you were listening to the one you were listening to is something from the 60s.
Vanity Fair.
Taking a ride.
Hitching a ride.
Yeah. You need to shut
up. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to love, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. Are now they British?
They are Australian.
Australian?
Really?
Yep.
Nah, I'm a damn.
Yep. And they're brothers. Of course, you probably knew that.
Yeah,
brothers Gibb.
The brothers Gibb.
Bee Gees.
The dead brothers.
Yep.
What did the fisherman say to the magician? What did the fisherman say to the magician?
I don't know. That's a good one.
What did the fisherman
say to the magician?
Okay, I've thought long enough. I have no answer, so you're going to have to tell me.
Pick a cod, any cod. Cod.
Cod.
Fisherman. Pick a cod.
I got it.
Any cod.
That's good. Pick a cod.
That's a clean joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is that a limerick?
No.
What's a limerick?
A limerick, I think, is five lines.
Rhymes, right?
The first two and the last one rhyme. The third and the fourth line rhyme, I think.
Really?
I think so.
That's a limerick.
Yeah.
What? Where's John Parker when you need him?
Johnny.
Fort Wayne.
The other John, my teacher.
Oh, he's in heaven.
He is in heaven.
Yes.
If there's many, he's in.
He's in.
No doubt. How's Ronnie Copps?
He's better.
Doing good?
Getting better.
Good.
Swelling's
good.
Going down. Look good.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. This is the longest song ever.
It's way too long.
It is long.
I would say this song is at least a 4-minute song. And usually back then there was a long song.
Well, it's at 3 minutes and 52 seconds right now.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you're about 4 and a half.
Yeah. I was a Bee Gees. I like Bee Gees. I did a lot of making out to the Bee Gees.
Oh, here's a good one. Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
That's the next song?
It's the album. The name of the album. Do you know who did Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the album?
Hang on. Let me hear.
You'll figure it out real quick when the song comes on. When this person starts singing. He was at Woodstock.
This is Price, isn't it?
Yep.
Joe Cocker, huh?
Yep.
See what I'm talking about? You can't hear this stuff anywhere else.
Nope. Full Recovery Radio soon.
Soon. On a Full Recovery Radio.
So you got to pay for that genre of music?
Got to pay for every... Or you have to pay... It goes to a company, and they distribute each... Every time we play a song, somebody gets a penny or 8 cents or whatever it might be. That the person that wrote it gets money. The person that performed it gets money. A couple of other things get money. There are 5 different things you get to pay.
And you get a bill once a month or once a year? How's it work?
Once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And it's usually when I don't have any cash.
Is it $500?
Approximately, yes.
So it costs you $1,000 to play, and you can play anything you want.
Yes, but that's $500 for one of those.
What about
there's 5 of them?
What about when we cuss on there?
What do you mean? There's 5 of them.
There's ASCAP. There's BMI. There's something out of Canada. There's something else.
So it costs you $2,500 roughly to play music on Fort Gary Radio
twice a year.
So it's $5,000.
Yeah.
Holy manoli.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now we're working on a company that somehow, we used to do this when we started, and they went out of business, or at least they quit doing that part, and now they're back. But we give them maybe $1,000, $1,500 a year, and they take care of all of that.
What if you don't pay it?
They can come after you. Yeah. They can, if they know money. That you're paying or playing the music, they can sue you.
Joe Cocker wants his penny. Right.
Yes.
Joe Cocker can.
They have every legal right to do that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
$5,000 to air this radio.
And I'm hoping, we're thinking that one license will cover Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC LP.
LP.
We're hoping that.
You can't get rid of this because everybody likes listening to the ball games on the archives and...
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
This is so nice.
And now you have 2 different choices.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to get WFRC FM...
107.3.
Yeah.
107.3.
You'll be able to, it'll be available on the internet.
Oldies.
But, and we're still trying to figure out if we're going to be able to do the, all the basketball games, because we can't run commercials. We can only run underwriter announcements. Like for Hastings Auto Sales, it would be, we sell cars, we fix cars, here's our phone number. And you also cannot say, call us at 375-4617.
No hotline?
We can say...
Hotline?
We can say, here's our phone number, but I can't say,
call
them.
Minor.
But you also can't sell anything. Like, let's say Wayne IGA, we can't talk about their Friday... fish. We can't talk about this, and this. Any kind of specials they have. We can say, here's a nice grocery store. They have a nice deli and fresh meat and a whole bunch of groceries. That's kind of, it's not exactly what you can say, but it's like that. You can tell, but not sell. You can't sell anything.
That's bull crap.
Yeah, it kind of is. We thought that maybe when they open up the licensing process again, that they might eliminate those things, because they can't enforce it. They're understaffed. I mean, the FCC is understaffed. I don't know how they can enforce it, but all we need is somebody to, I think this is Martha and the Vandellas. Heat wave.
Yeah.
Little heat wave.
But they don't have enough people to enforce anything, but all they need is somebody to complain.
Yeah.
And then you get fined $10,000. Same thing as if we would say certain words on FM. Mm. Which
son of a biscuit?
Maybe.
Son of a biscuit.
And the term that Bob likes to use for kids.
Fart smellers.
Well,
fart
not that, but little shits.
Yeah.
Can't say that on FM.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I would be bad on FM.
But we don't want to not have sports talk and you guys broadcasting the baseball.
So can we do both? Like, can we, like, can you, like, if we do sports talk on FM and at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, we'll be able to do that.
Okay, so we'll be on both.
If we decide to do that, but if we get one person complaining, we could end up getting fined $10,000 or $20,000.
Well, we got a lot of money.
Yeah.
You are loaded.
I don't think I am.
Look at that shirt. Are you telling me that ain't the shirt?
That is loaded. That is probably a designer shirt that I bought for $4.39 at Goodwill.
See what I'm talking about? You are a
Goodwill.
You're a pretty good shopper.
He's a good shopper.
He's a damn good shopper. He's very good.
Yeah.
Heatwave.
Yep.
Heatwave. I was going to bring some. Oh. Mm-hmm. If you would tell me, okay, and I don't know any of those three commissioners. Didn't know any of them.
Nope.
Yep.
But if you would interview them and you listen to the interview, I would have guessed how that would have ended up. I would have guessed the guy won. I'd have guessed Pinto second and Schwederman third.
Because of how they sounded or because of their...
Just because of how I...
Yeah.
That's how I got a read on them.
Okay. But not because of the words they said, but how they said it.
Yeah.
So
just the interactions.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep. Who'd you pick there? Who was you thinking?
Well, I
not saying who you voted for, but
yeah, I
were you surprised at that?
I know that Brian Miller is very well known around here because he was the park manager and did a lot of stuff like that, and he was on WCSM quite a bit, so people mm-hmm. heard him talking for. Mm-hmm. 10 or more years, so that gives him some more name recognition, but the yep. other guys had pretty decent name recognition also, yeah. so and I think I mentioned maybe on the air or off the air after one of the interviews at the end of Centerfold.
Jay Giles.
So one of the times.
Come on!
Over the last several decades, we haven't had a bad person running for office that was even remotely electable in decades.
You wouldn't say if they was. You're too nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like when here's your problem, and I love you, but you're too nice.
I say what I think.
Too nice.
He's nicest guy ever.
He's nice guy.
Ever.
Huh?
Great.
Ever? You are one of the top five nicest human beings ever.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people who would not agree with that.
Well, they're stupid.
They're stupid.
So that sounds like you're the meanest guy ever. You're telling people stupid.
I am not the meanest, but I'm just saying.
You're a mean one.
You don't even know.
You're just telling them how stupid they are.
No, I'm just saying, like when you talk, like when we talk about ball games or kids playing, everybody you talk about from Fort Carey is the greatest human being ever.
And I'm right every time.
You never criticize anything, and I love that about you.
Yeah.
He like everybody is Jesus from Fort Carey plays basketball. And I
or baseball.
Or any sport. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Volleyball.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm like, Neil, you're the greatest guy ever, but that player sucks. But you would never ever even that doesn't even come into your mind. Like you never watch
nothing
a game
negative.
Think. No,
nothing
right.
Negative.
You've never watched nothing a game negative. Think. I'm like we'll say
we get
game
beat by 50 and you say, you know, if we had a couple breaks.
Yes.
And that's true. That's
yeah,
correct.
We got beat by 50, Neil. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, and but like, early.
With a break or two.
We'll
here.
Sit at the scores table and somebody's gonna take him out of the game.
Yeah.
You know? But you are not that. That is not how you're wound. And I respect that. I respect that about you.
You know why? Because early, about halfway...
Because you sucked at all sports, no, so you're at, thinking...
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, no.
But halfway through the first quarter, if this call had gone...
Joe Lefty.
If that one call had gone our way...
It would change the...
It would change the whole rest of the thing.
When
Brody Bargy got his second foul in one of the... About two-thirds of the way through the season. Completely changed the game.
Jeff Vaughn, head coach, Mississauga Valley High
School. That's awesome.
It is out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good I love him. It.
Yeah.
Yep. He deserves something like that.
So we got Tony Overton at Anzonia, Vaughn at Miss Stonewall, and Bobby here.
Yep. And I talked to Tony Overton. He said it's the I can't remember exactly what he said, the Holy Triangle or something.
But I think that's great.
It is. It is awesome.
Now, rumor has it Miss Stonewall's got some good young kids coming up.
Is that right?
Yeah. They got some eighth grade class, must be really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Vaughn's going to, he ain't walking into no slouch.
Well, and that freshman they had that.
Yeah, their best player this year is a freshman.
King Salmon.
Sardines.
Okay.
Who makes sardines? King something.
I think there is a King Salmon that maybe.
Might be.
There are a lot of people make sardines.
We should have sardines for the eclipse.
Okay. I'm in the process of messaging back and forth with Ambassador Park to make sure we're welcome there.
Okay.
So what are you planning to
do? We have no idea.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yes.
I can't see. I can't see.
Yeah, we cannot see.
No, I can see. Yep. It's over.
Turn the lights off.
Yes, we are going to have.
we need to get spotlights down there and turn the sun back on.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember the big floodlights Ron Garrett used to bring up?
Yeah.
We're bringing them out.
Bring one out.
Eclipse goes away. Light it all up.
Light it all up. Turn that thing off.
Poor car's never been so bright.
We'll be the anti-eclipse station.
Yeah, we're anti-eclipse.
This thing sucks.
We're protesting the eclipse and turning on the spotlights.
Yeah. All the lights on the track are on. We're brightening that baby up.
Now, do you guys have your eclipse glasses? You can get them at the library for free.
Them. I got them.
All right.
No, I'm not wearing glasses. I'm looking at sun for the entire 4 minutes. Well, you will not get nothing done.
You will absolutely burn the hell out of your eyes.
No. I will prove you wrong. This year on Eclipse.
Ask a welder.
April 4th.
Ask a welder.
Never get VD from a female welder. George Carlin.
George Carlin.
You remember he always said that?
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember it was seven words or whatever.
Yeah. We can't say
another
any of those.
Beautiful song.
Oh.
Which one you got?
Is this a Climax Blues Band?
Nope.
Every time I try to walk and see.
Who is it? It's don't say it. Let's start with a letter.
It's a vowel that it begins with.
Asia?
Nope.
What? Starts with an A, though.
Nope.
A-E.
Might be an E. Could be A-E-I-O-U. Sometimes Y.
E. A-E-L. No, I think it's E.
Boom, boom. I can't believe you don't know it. Okay, I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
Except possibly Beatles and Rolling Stones are the biggest group ever.
What?
Biggest group ever.
Yep.
I should know this. Oh,
I know who it is.
Who?
Oh, Jesus. Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
My God.
Good Lord.
Greatest Hits Volume 2, it says, but I don't know what their original
song was. How do we not know that?
That was bad.
See, that's the problem. Now, I use music as my keep my memory fresh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I like to listen to music and guess. I want to know who sings that. I want to get my...
Yep.
You know, some people read, some people do other things. I work on my music.
Yep. I like that.
Yep, I do that, too. I
try to stay sharp.
Well,
and it don't work.
Well,
I'm about dumb as a bag of ham.
When the cruds get together, like whenever we drive over to King Bob's for the Super Bowl or whatever.
By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Yep. It's not my birthday, but that's when I celebrate.
That's good.
To celebrate.
Absolutely.
Yep. But so I actually have a little card that I cover the radio with because on Sirius XM, it shows you who the artists are. And we'll switch. We've got about 10 different presets and hit one, and everybody just guesses who it is.
Who is it?
Farmer Brown had 48 hogs.
48.
28 chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't?
Farmer Brown had 48 hogs.
Yep.
Everybody else in the world?
28 chickens.
28. Oh! So say that again.
Farmer Brown had 48 hogs,
uh-huh.
28 chickens.
So he had no chickens left after the hogs ate them.
How many didn't?
28.
Very good. It's all about how you phrase it.
Yeah. I have a really awful, dirty joke from King Bob that I'll tell you off the air.
No. It is on now.
No, I can't. Definitely.
The Doobie Brothers.
That's the new China Grove.
Yeah. You know who sang this good? This Doobie Brothers?
Yeah. This isn't China Grove, though.
No.
I don't think
so. But you know who sang this? Good.
It wasn't Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald has the greatest voice.
I hate his voice.
Just that's a great hate voice. It. Why?
Because he sings like this and acts like
he's really good.
And he's not.
He's tremendous.
Phil Dirt and the Dozers could sing this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hang on.
Oh. That's another thing I do to keep my mind going.
Well, we might not be able to do that on FM either, so you just have to stop doing that.
We can't fart on air?
I don't think so.
One of the three.
I can't tell you why.
I would say we could be off the air within. If you get on the air, like, say, October, you won't last a year.
I'd say it gets on the air.
Yeah, well,
9 a.m.
They might.
Me
and you cannot be on.
Well, the FCC might let us go forever, because if we're giving $20,000 a week, they're going to make a lot of money.
They love us.
Good point. That'd be another fine for it.
Can you guys do more live stuff? We're starting to run out of money. Yeah, so we have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, might have to.
We got anything else?
Nope.
Next week we got Coach Ike on.
Ike's coming, yep.
Try to get Coach Shane on.
Yep.
Open up Saturday, Tommy Galdean Day.
That is 11:45 is the ceremony, and not sure if we'll be able to get any or all of that on the air, but I think we will somehow. It might not be
Monday, the girls open.
Yep, and they'll be giving away $1,500.
$1,500?
Cha-ching.
So make sure you get those raffle tickets from those girls.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got six of them.
I just gave her $20. I don't know what they are.
Tight ass.
So you got four.
No, I didn't give her. How much were tickets?
$5, I think.
No, they're $10.
Are they?
$10?
I gave her $60, got six tickets.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
You should have got eight. I think they were... No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think that's what I did. The grandkids.
Could be.
Oh.
And if they win, I'm keeping the money.
But you're going to put it, you're gonna put it in the college fund.
No, I'm not.
You are.
They're all too stupid to go to college. They are. I have no really chance. Dumb grandkids.
No chance.
Huh? We ain't even close. Lane got a 22 out of 26 today, and the teacher almost gave him, called the fire trucks in. She gave him stickers and held him up on her shoulders.
Him up on her shoulders.
Yeah, she's never been so happy. And he got an 85%.
Well, that's pretty good.
Hey. Better than I did.
Oh, yeah, I hate school. Hated every second of it. Man. Still hate Pat and E-Camp.
Ouch.
I loved school.
You would.
High school, I didn't.
That's why you're nice and we're pricks.
Yeah.
I intentionally, if I could, sat in right straight in front of the teacher.
Nice.
So hot.
It was he and she, whoever it was, in high school. And so they could hear my smart aleck remarks.
Was you a smart aleck?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they...
Oh, I was... Yeah. Let's see what I have here. I think this is just a commercial. This is news.
Texas made it. Hey, my nephew is playing on the number 3 team in the country.
Auburn.
Vanderbilt went up.
Yeah, that's it.
Vanderbilt went up. They were 8th. Now they're 3rd.
All right.
You know why? Because your nephew.
It's playing good. It's playing good so far.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. Pretty dang cool, especially if that little sucker would end up making the major leagues.
Yeah.
And play at Cincinnati.
There you go. That'd be better, yet.
Yeah. Because I'm sure he'd get us a box.
He'd get us two boxes.
Yeah.
This whole suite.
You would be the nicest fan he's got.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Because you are the nicest human being I ever met.
You think I'd be nicer than Fee?
Here is my list of top 10 nicest people in Fort Recovery.
Thanks, Rocker.
All right.
Rocker's at the community club meeting.
Ken any Lane Romer's got to be in there. Somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're in there. So
oh,
there's
by
two.
Far.
Ray Bax
is in there.
Oh, yeah. He's the nicest human being
nice
ever.
Guy ever.
What about Roy?
Oh, yeah. All the Baxes. Yeah. That's just why they're just really nice people.
Yep.
Yeah. Who else we got are really nice? Nice people. There's no Stoglers.
What?
There's no Feelies.
No.
What?
No, none.
What about Tim and Jenny Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, Hickerson.
Yes, the Hickerson family. They are nice.
All of that whole set of folks.
No doubters, yeah.
So that's like six or seven. Yep. Neil, you're in there. Is eight.
We're close to ten.
Two more. Who we got? Nice people.
Going just right down the street, Joanne Glenser.
She's the nicest lady ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stacy Will's got to be in there.
Absolutely.
She's the nicest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And she's so much like her aunt, which was Pat Will, that worked for me at Spencer's Drive-In.
Are you going to make donuts sometime?
Probably not.
Any chance?
Maybe at the next fish fry.
Let me ask you a question. If I get a deep fryer, could we have donuts at the Eclipse?
Hey!
Put the whole...
Make a little moon out of them, a little happy.
You in or out? Talk to us, let us know.
If there's a deep fryer, I can make donuts. Anybody,
free to the, anybody who wants to come down.
Anybody can make donuts.
I'll supply the Pillsbury.
Blackout donuts. You'll love it.
You in or out?
It's not Eclipse. It's donuts. Not hard.
You gotta have, make them little halves.
For Recovery Radio, Eclipse Donuts.
Yeah.
They will come from Miles.
They will come. Yeah.
You fry them, they will be there.
If you fry them, they will come.
God, that's stupid, but it's not. All you have to do is open a tube of the biscuits.
Yep.
And flatten them out and poke a hole in the middle and throw it in the deep fryer. And then turn it over.
Why haven't you done it for us?
Because I don't have a deep fryer.
I'll buy. How much are they? Looking them up on eBay.
Commercial one's about $3,000 or more. But
let's go downside a little bit.
Still good commercial.
You can get the household ones that you can do one at a time. No. You can do one at a time on
a deep fryer don't cost $1,000, $3,000.
A commercial deep fryer costs at least that much.
No. Fee, tell him.
No. We can get one cheaper now.
Okay.
Williams, used one.
Yeah.
Williams Auto Parts.
Williams Auto Parts. They got one laying out.
Williams.
We can build one.
We'll just scrub it up a little bit.
All you need is oil and a heater.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it in a turkey fryer.
Bingo.
Ooh, you in or out?
It costs $5,000 for the oil now, but...
Everything's not $5,000. Joe Biden.
Yeah. Here, How about his final four?
Oh, my God. I never laughed so hard in my life.
What was his final four?
You know how the presidents always pick the final four?
Yeah, Obama's picking some, but I...
Yeah, here's Joe
Biden pick.
While we're doing that, let's listen to another song.
This Ice Foreigner.
Yep, got that one right away.
Yeah, that's
couldn't
right.
Couldn't come up with the Eagles, but you got
couldn't
the Foreigner.
What an idiot.
So Joe Biden has submitted his NCAA March Madness bracket with the final four of Kentucky.
Yep.
Good call.
Mexico. North Egypt State and the Hamburglar. Who comes up with that story?
That's a good one, though.
Oh, God.
At least they started off with one that people are thinking, hey, this, I want to hear what this is.
Because that's
a team at least has a chance.
Hey, man.
North Egypt State.
North Egypt State. The Hamburglar.
That guy is our president. Well, and I don't care. I'm not a Democrat. I mean, I'm a Republican, but if I voted for Bill Clinton.
Billy?
You know? I mean, I'll vote for the right guy if it's the right guy.
If it's a good...
This guy we got now, he's unbelievable. We're going to throw it off here again.
Well, probably, but I you know why I think he picked the Hamburglar? He likes their uniforms.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Every left winger just turned off for Recovery Radio.
Yeah, for your
both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, shit.
See you next week.
Next week?
Yep.
We going baseball and wide.
Baseball, it's season. It's time.
It's time. Let's go.
Yep.
Time
to hardball. By that time, we'll have two games in. Have Houston and Salina.
If Mother Nature is willing.
Yep, hopefully. She is. Hopefully. She yeah. wants us to play.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
Yep. I hope so.
I like Mother Nature because I'm nice.
You are very nice. You're the nicest guy ever.
Nice.
It takes you how long to get to Decatur?
Decatur.
About 2 days.
40 minutes.
Yeah. It takes you. You drive 50. You ever went 56?
Not in a Calp van.
Never, no, no. I believe
in my car, I'll drive whatever, but Calp van, I'd drive the speed limit.
Yeah.
Now, it does get to 56 every once in a while when you're going down a hill. Kills me.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
A lot of things you do are unbelievable. I love that guy. We will see everybody next Wednesday night from my good friend, Harold Feely. Feast Day Awesome. The nicest radio owner
of all time.
Of all time.
At least in For Recovery.
No doubt.
In For Recovery.
We'll see you next week, folks.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.